As a Yeshua Falak.
Okay, everybody. We're up to packet hay now. So, we've discussed in previous shiurim the idea of achila shelo kederech hanason. In other words, if you eat something, but not in the normal way, that means that it was very hot, very cold. And then we talked about other forms of, you know, Hanas Gora, Hanas Mayayin. But there's another issue, and that is if you eat something that is nifsal. In other words, the thing that you eat, you see, something that's too hot, too cold is still edible. It's just, it was too hot, too cold. So Chulokadarach Hanasan. So therefore, it will only be an Issa Drabanan, according to many. And then we discuss what's called Kshol Kaner Hanason, etc. But then there's another thing that we spoke about a little bit, but not, we didn't focus on it. And now that's what the over here is to discuss something that is not edible anymore. It decayed, or was turned into something that's not a food item. And what's the halacha there? So. And so that's the discussion of this packet. If you take a look on page 2 for a second, quotes from a pasuk in Devarim Yudal, Shimatan, D'Tanya lo sochlu kol nevela. Two lines from the bottom on page 2. Losochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sherecha. Pasuk continues. Tochlenu u'mukhara l'nochmi. Whereas you shouldn't eat a nevela, and you should give it to the ger asher b'sherecha. So the Gemara darshens. Kol haruya lager kruya nevela. She'ein ruya lager ein kruya nevela. So it means like this. What is a nevela? A nevela is an animal that died without the proper shechita. That's called a nevela. So he says, you can't eat it, you have to give it to the goy. Ger Rishab Sharecha means the ger toshav. Mochol anochri, or sell it to a goy. So, but the Gemara Darshans, you give it to the ger toshav, who's a human being. So what do we darshan? That the only time a nevela is called a nevela if it's fit for human consumption. Nevela haruya lager. But if it's not fit for human consumption, it's nifsal machilas adam, then it doesn't have the status of nevela. It's mutter. Mutter lagamri. Meaning, and it's not... Simple pshat, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim about this. But the simple pshat is the Isser falls off. The Isser falls off. And this is the discussion about, you know, medicine and things like that, whether medicines need hashkacha or not. Or do we just say that a medicine is not a food, and therefore it's considered nevela she'ena ru'ya lager. Because it's not fit l'achila. Just because you eat it, you put it down your throat, that doesn't mean that it's a food item. Because maybe it's not a food item, and it's nifsal, and therefore it would be mutter. Well, I can't hear you.
You're considering it.
Oh, we'll see. So that's this drasha in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis is the source for the concept of nifsal mi'achilas adam. From this pasuk, nevela ruya lager kruya nevela, v'she'ena ruya lager is not called nevela. Okay, so that's and again, that's going to be the whole discussion. Of medicines and maybe vitamins. We'll see as well. So there is a Gemara in Psachim on page 1 here, which talks about chametz for Pesach, because the chol, same idea by mutter b'hana. So the Gemara says, you know, before the zman iser, it's mutter b'hana. So the Gemara says pshita lo tzricha shachocho kodum zmano. In other words, what happens? What does chorcho mean? You singe the bread. You singe the bread kodum zmano, before the zman iser chametz sets in, right? So what's the din? Chorcho kodum zmano mutter b'hana afilu la'achar zmano. In other words, if you took, say, a piece of bread and you singed it, you make it charcoal, so then on Pesach you could benefit from that piece of bread. But what's the inference? What if you do it on Pesach? Now on Pesach you weren't supposed to have it, but somehow, well, not so simple, because Achas Manu can mean Erev Pesach. And the question whether there's an Isser Bal Yirah might start only till the night. So say on Pesach afternoon, you took a piece of bread, and you what? And you singed it. So now it's charcoal. And say you want to use it. Could you use it? So the Gemara's Mashma, no. It's only kodem zmano. So what's the idea? Because the Gemara says, when it comes to an iser hana, when something's aser b'hana, so then, if you singe it before the iser hana sets in, like you make the bread into coal before the iser hana, so then by the time the iser hana sets in, it's what? It's not bread. So then there's no iser hana, because you preempted the iser hana by singeing it prior to what? To the zman iser. Midaraisa, the zman iser is what? At chatzos. And midrabanon, they were makdim him an extra what? An extra hour? Iser achila, they were makdim him even more. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If you, in other words, so say if I would take a piece of bread, so if it would be on Pesach itself, then, well, really that should never happen, because I shouldn't be having the piece of bread on Pesach itself. But if it's before, and if it's before the Zman Iser, say it's Pesach in the morning, and I singe it, so then I could use that piece of bread on Pesach. I can get hana. And what? And if I do it after the Zman Iser, either after Chatzos or after an hour before Chatzos, then the Iser hana set in. So once the Iser hana set in, then it's, even if you burn it, it's still going to be Aser. Except for the Shita that holds that it's a mitzvah b'sreifa. So then, the Gemara says in Temura that Ein Lecha Dover Shenases Mitzvah So Molim Bo, and maybe the Iser Hana can fall away. But in general, once the Iser Hana sets in, then it's Aser, even after you burn it. But what about the question that's raised in the Rishonim? Is what about Achila? What about Achila? So say I singe it before the Zman. Now in Pesach, can I eat it? Because I made it into coal before the Zman Iser sets in. So then, this, and it's not fit for eating. So then the halacha is, so, but it doesn't say, why did it say mutter b'achila? Why only mutter b'hanoa? Is it mutter b'achila or not? So, the Rosh has a Chiddush on page 4. Mutter Bahanaso Pshita Lotzriche Shacharcha Konuzmano. Ukin Rova Domarova Charcha Konuzmano Mutter Bahanaso Achlachazmano. A God Shinifsal Milechal Kelev Dumber the Pasha Ifsha. Okay. Yesha wrote him Lomer Lavdaf Gahano. Duhua Dinam Yachila. Whereas the simple shot is if you singed it, and it's no longer bread, but it's a piece of coal, so you can eat it what? Even on Pesach. But the Rosh says, lo mistaber. Why? The avobav the bottle dasa ochel eitzel kol b'nei odom, mikol mokom kevin de'iyu ka'ochelei osar. So the Rosh says a chiddush, that if you eat chametz on Pesach, even if the chametz is not fit for human consumption, it's still osur. But why not? Why is it osur? It's not fit for human consumption, and even it was made into singed even before the zman iser. And hanah is mutter if you singed before the zman iser. But why? So why is achil osur? So he uses a lashon, kaven the iu ka'achalei aser. Since he ate it. What does that mean? So many explain that this is the famous principle that the Taz uses the phrase on page 6 of called achshavei. Take a look on page 6 in the Taz. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch first. Tof mem beis tes. Chometz shenis apesh kodem zman isure. Right, it got moldy, it got spoiled, right? V'nifso me'achil is kelev, and a dog wouldn't even eat it. Or sosorfa be'esh, well, you burnt it, and now it's cold. So he says, if you did all these things before the Zman Iser, you could even keep it in your house on Pesach. You could even keep it in your house, because since you preempted the Iser, because before the Zman Iser you made it not fit for Achila, so then the Isser of Bal Yerah or whatever that sets in doesn't set in on this item. Because this item was not chametz when Pesach arrived. So then why can't I even eat it? I should be able to eat it too. So says the Taz, Sivkot and Ches, Aval Bachilo Osor, Aval Gav De'ena Roy Lachilo, Mikomokom Iyu Achshavei Lei Lachilo. But since it's not fit for eating, but you gave it chashivas. Was if you do something to show chashivas to something, it was chametz and then it was singed, it's charcoal, but now you eat it, so you're showing that you're machshivit, even though technically it's not chametz anymore, but you're treating it, you're eating it. So therefore we say, many poskim say, midrabanan, it's also, and that's what people claim, the Taz is saying what the Rosh said. The Taz is pastoring like the Rosh. He quotes it, Kein Kosav HaRosh. Nearly the day of the Vada, Ein Chiv D'Raisa B'zeh. The Taz says, it's not a Chiv D'Raisa, because Maisa, if you eat it on Pesach, you didn't eat chametz. But the and what's his raya? That Yom Kippur ki ochel achila she'ena ruya hu potter. If you would eat this on Yom Kippur, you would be potter. So then, if you eat it on Pesach, you can't be chayev. This is not a food. It's not food. It's charcoal. but you're showing it like you're treating it like food. So midrabanan, we what? We consider it like food. And he uses that lashon of what? Achshavei leilachil. That's the lashon hataz. So when the Rosh says it, even though the Rosh never used the word achshavei, but that's, it's always pinned on the Rosh, that the Rosh is, like Rosh Hashanah always says, the Rosh is the one who's mechadish the concept of what? Of achshavei. Even though he doesn't use that phraseology, the Taz uses the phraseology. So that means that anything that's nifsal, but you eat it nonetheless, you're showing it chashivas, so midrabanan, we treat it like an ochal. Hanah, so unless you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't bir chametz on the sreifa, hanah is still lesser. Because when you, if it's karchal karos ma'ano, then it's mutter. You're right, you don't say achshavei. What Rav Harari is saying, why don't you say achshavei by hanah? You're using it.
We have that by the congealed blood.
So, but the answer is because if you're just using it, you're not showing that it's a food. You use something that's not a food. I use a shtender, I use a chair, I use things. But if I'm eating something, I only eat food. A normal person only eats food. So if you're eating it, even though it's not food, you're showing that you're treating it like food, but it's not food. So midrabanan, we ask it.
That it's not food or that it's not a
ma'aseh
achila, like
the example
we said at the beginning.
Yeah, so the pasuk shot, so what you're saying is a machloikus between the placey and the chavas das. In other words, the placey shita is what you just suggested, that it's considered shaloka derech achila, but it's still food.
And then we understand
and the Chavos Das says no, it's not ochel anymore. And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina that the Chavos Das gives is you reconstitute it. See, because if you reconstitute it, so according to the Chavos Das, it's not ochel anymore. So you can't do it chias hamesim. Once it's not ochel, it's gone. But according to the placey, it's like the food is hot, so it cools down. Now I can eat it. So the same thing over here. It's ain't a roy, but if you make it roy, then it becomes. So this is a famous machloikus between. Maybe I should have put it in the packet. Maybe we'll put it in a supplement or something. But that's the machloikus, the Chavos Das and the. The placing. You know, this big machlokas is a very important machlokas. This Chavos Das and placing. Chef point out the what? Gelatin. You know, those days, you know, all the Rabbanut candy was gelatin. That was a big zach in Eretz Yisrael. They used gelatin. So what is gelatin? The bones of a treif animal. Why do you use the bones of a treif animal? Because it's not so expensive. It's treif, so it doesn't cost you. You didn't have to shecht it. So treif animals are cheaper. So then the bones of the treif animal are cheaper. And mainly when you take the bones and you grind them up and you make gelatin out of them, it won't be so expensive. So that's a typical example that you dried the bones. And now it's not fit for consumption. But now you did something to make it very geschmack. That's why people... Somehow, I don't know, I still don't understand pshat, but somehow on Pesach, you know, the marshmallows. Right? Rabbi Sheinkopf's marshmallows. He was the one who gave the... I mean, basically he was following Reb Chaim Heuser. It wasn't like he was discovering the world. Remember, as a little kid, we always somehow, you don't eat marshmallows the whole year. But somehow in Pesach, you know, all of a sudden you have to have marshmallows. So marshmallows on Pesach with Rabbi Sheinkopf. So the heter was based on, like Rabbi Sheinkopf pointed out, the Chavis Das, that once it's nifsal, it's nifsal. So even though now you do something to make a geschmack, it's mutter. And the Chavis Das said, no, it's not a din in Shaloka Derech. But obviously marshmallows is kederach. Look how many people are eating marshmallows. So that was where it came in Lemaisa. Then Rabbi Shimon Eider, Zatzal, he decided there was. Yeah, I have to tell you something. Rabbi Shimon Eider was the first one to write English halacha. One of the first ones. Okay, Rabbi Felder, I know, also did. I know I want to, you know, Rabbi Felder, I know, also wrote all the Yeshurin. Okay, right. But he was from the first. And I don't know if you know, the old days, when I first came to YU, a little bit after when I came, not Mamish first came, in the early 80s, so I know the Sfarim sale, the YU Sfarim sale, was in this room. This is where the Sfarim sale was. It wasn't in Belfer, it wasn't here, there. It was in this room. This is where the Sfarim sale was. I used to be in the dorm right upstairs, so I'd buy my Sfarim, and I'd just take them up a flight here and put them in my room. So this was, so, and it was a famous sale. People come from all over. Had they fit in? And there wasn't even a computer. This was prior to the computer age. You know, they would still take cash register. You remember those days? Cash register, and they'd keep notebook, whatever. You know, no computers those days. And why? Because in those days, the whole English industry didn't really exist yet. It was just growing. I tell you, for my bar mitzvah, the only thing of art scroll was the Chamesh Megillos. That was the whole art scroll. That one set of Chamesh Megillos. I remember my next door neighbor bought it for me for my bar mitzvah. Chamesh Megillos. My art scroll started with Megillas Esther. That was Rav Meir Zlotowitz's friend, Nifter. He decided for Shloshim, he was going to come out with Megillas Esther. And that was a big hit. And then from that, we had the other five Megillas, and that was the whole art school. So therefore, the whole English thing came out non. But Rav Shimon Eider, his Hilchas Shabbos was like from the first English things. But the thing is, he never finished. He never finished Hilchas Shabbos. In other words, he wrote those two blue volumes on Hilchas Shabbos, and he never finished. And then he went on to marshmallows. From Hilchas Shabbos to marshmallows. He did some nida and some other things also. But he went, and he did what? Kosher marshmallows. Fish. Right? Fish gel, but not from treif. And that's what he did. He put up air, so he didn't, he had to make more parnasa, so the marshmallows were, so he did more. What? Yeah, so that was the story. Sure. Oh, yeah.
So for example, sort of the best question, when it comes to, let's say, eating dust, right?
Eating dust.
Yes, eating dust on, let's say, Yom Kippur, eating dust on Yom Kippur, right? So do we say, let's say your mom did it. The dust should be like, let's say, the greatest steak I've ever had before, right? And you like dust. Would that be considered a distraction because you're mocked with it?
No, because that never started off as an ochel. Only something that started off as an ochel was nifsal. Now you eat it, so we say you're treating like an ochel. But if it was never ochel, right? If I eat, and whatever, and even dust is not asr. What? Say it would be an ochel. So what? It's not asr. It's only something that was treif. It became inedible, and now you eat it. What's the story? Yeah. So we're gonna have to see this discussion. How does it apply? Say you eat it not for food. You eat it for refuah. Do you say achshavei by that? That's the big question. If you say akshavei, that's in the package, and we'll get to that. Whereas if you eat something lerefua, is that considered a nisr drabanan or not? So that's going to be a machlokas haposkim. You know, some poskim hold that you don't need a heksher for refua, even for Pesach, because it's not roi lachima. So even if there would be chametz in it, it would be okay. And others disagreed. You know, like Rabbi Blumenkrantz was very machmer. You know, the Rabbi Blumenkrantz book. Even though somebody said, well, he wasn't really saying that, he was just letting you know what has chametz and what doesn't have chametz. But Lameisa, he probably held you shouldn't have it. If it's, I remember one time I heard him speak. He once came here in YU, he spoke once. But he was giving a tirade on using styrofoam cups. That was his thing, which they were, So with Lameisa, we used styrofoam cups. But he was against using styrofoam cups. He felt that we shouldn't be so makel on styrofoam cups. Okay. We'll stop here because as a Sunday, Bez Hashem, we continue Srara part 3. We'll continue this on Monday, Bez Hashem. Okay, and then we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll have Chumash and then we'll dive in. Oh yeah. Yeah.